championship weekend. And, oh, we've got a mess in college football.
Oh, it is a mess. Yeah, we know our top three. Who's your fourth going to be? Some people actually thinking USC. Let's hope so. Yeah, go Trojans, fight on. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. Good morning.
It's the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
That's Clay Helton in the background.
He's like,
we beat Stanford twice. We belong in the Final Four. Can you hear him?
We'll talk about that in a minute. Meantime, all about lists this weekend, too, and the list this hour, color bands. Bands of color, like Pink Floyd. What do we got next, Dave?
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath next on KLOS. User Butler getting down on the bass in that one. 95.5 KLOS is Black Sabbath. Color bands, that's our list. If you want to give us some suggestions, 800-955-KLOS. You can text that over. You can call. You can, as a matter of fact, you go on Twitter and give us some suggestions there as well.
Yeah, so, at 95.5 KLOS.
Mm-hmm. Pink Floyd and Black Sabbath to get us going. What else you got? What do you got?
I got In Living Color. Cult of Personality.
Oh, okay.
That is a great one.
All right.
I know it's one of Dave's favorite songs. Is it not?
In Living Color.
In Living Color.
Worked for me.
Do you not see the guitar? It's got splash all over it. You know, all different kinds of paint. Of course it is.
Sure.
Of course it is. So okay. We're going to play that. I know that's on Dave's top 10. Him and I, sometimes when my phone dies, him and I share his playlist.
He was just sharing with you how much he enjoyed their show when he saw them come through town.
It was nice, too. And what's cool about Dave is he's got those earbuds that split, and he lets me listen to the left side, he listens to the right side. It brings us closer. Yeah.
That's probably too much information.
It's okay, man. I feel like we've known each other for 195 shows or whatever we're at now.
118.
Thank you.
Let's talk about college football. The Trojans win the Pac-12 championship on Friday night. They beat Stanford. Do they even have a sniff at this college football playoff of four teams?
Do you want me to give you the L.A. version or the real version? The L.A. version? Of course they do.
There's no two versions when it comes to this. They're going to announce it sometime. No. You know what I love is ESPN is going to turn this into a four-hour event.
Oh, of course.
See that it's noon to 4 p.m. is the college football selection championship show.
Yeah.
And basically all you need to know is who's the fourth team.
Who's
because
the fourth
Clemson
team?
Won, they're mm-hmm. in. Georgia won, they're in.
Oklahoma won. They all have one loss.
Right.
They all won their conference championship games by a mile.
Then
it comes down to number four.
And along comes Ohio State to screw everything up.
Yep. Ohio State has two losses on the year, but they won the Big Ten championship. And
now,
the Big Ten
under the saddle is Alabama, who only has one loss but didn't win a conference championship.
Didn't even play in their conference championship.
Yeah, didn't even play. So the selection committee's got to decide between mm-hmm. Alabama and Ohio State, a one-loss team with no championship, a two-loss team with the conference championship. Which would you vote for?
The Big Ten was the best conference all year. Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and Wisconsin all together in the same one. Alabama's Alabama, the type of swag, the type of pull that they have. But the Ohio State University is Ohio State. I would still give it to Alabama. I would.
Really?
I would give it to them. The conference championship may mean something to you. And unfortunately, does it kind of not say a little bit about what they thought of the Pac-12? They played that game on Friday when the other four were on Saturday.
That's just rude.
Yeah, it was rude. You may as well played it on Wednesday,
we're
too.
We're trying to expand. We want to just share the love.
I know. Trying to get you your own TV slot. Make it Wednesday at 2, and we'll all take a half day of work. But
you know, I have to go with Ohio State because of the conference championship. Yeah. I mean, you played a high-level game. Well, who did they play? I mean, a lot of people said Wisconsin.
Wisconsin was undefeated.
Well, who did they play? But they were undefeated. This is a D1 Big Ten school that went undefeated. Yeah. Ohio State comes along and knocks them off. I think it's Ohio State.
Yeah, I'd like to see Ohio State. I mean, I'm a Big Ten guy and stuff where my dad grew up. And, you know, I just hate Ohio State because he played football at Wisconsin, and I'm still bitter about it. You know, so aside from that, I think Alabama's going to get it. I do. I just think that the one loss.
Because of Saban, right?
Because
the committee likes him. Yep. Everybody likes Alabama.
They're in the SEC, right? And the SEC means football in Portuguese. Yeah. If you look it up, it really does. You know, how dare you, want to play outside the SEC? It's our conference. This is how it is. I think Alabama will get it. I'd like to see. I think Ohio State may be a little bit more deserving, but a team with two losses. I think it's great. This is all backfiring on the committee. They wanted Wisconsin in a big way, so there'd be no doubt about it.
Yeah, because then you had no problems. It was obvious who the four teams are going to be. Yep. And like I said, along comes Ohio State to screw everything up.
I like chaos. I always have.
I do, too.
I like the
really
BCS.
Do.
I used to like it when, back in the day, you just had voters. Okay. And you would know what would happen. You would have those real flash, brashy teams from the East Coast. They would wind up getting all the media votes, JD. Miami, you know, those teams. But then the coaches would also have their own poll, and they wouldn't vote against those guys. They hated them. So the coaches would always vote for the underdog of the other team. The Eastern media would vote for the other team, and you'd have a split down the middle. Colorado split with Georgia Tech. Miami split with Washington. And before this whole playoff thing ever got started.
All right, we're going to talk some pro football this morning. We're going to talk about Eli Manning and his starting in his career is coming to an end today. But I see this as I pop on the NBC Sports website this morning. What's the first thing I see at the top of the page?
Manning may start.
Ben McAdoo could be fired after Sunday's game.
Yeah, fire him before Sunday's game.
Fire him before the game. That'd probably make Eli happy.
Yeah, no, I mean, making it not even a season nowadays.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up. Bushka Fact as well. It's NBC. No, it's not NBC. It's 95.5 KLOS. It's NBC a half an hour.
It's across the street.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's 95.5 KLOS now.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I didn't know Nick Saban could speak Russian.
It is. It's him, and there's Clay Helton in the faint background, you know. We deserve it more than you. Let's go Trojans. Fight on. So, hey, we're in the holiday spirit here, and J.D., you know my home and native land of Canada. I want to tell you, you love your Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Yeah.
You bring little Santa trinkets in here. Rudolph's actually Canadian.
What? Rudolph? Were you talking about the old classic Rudolph?
Rudolph. Yeah. What does the city of Toronto have to do with this American holiday special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I'll tell you about it. But, of course, it's O Canada. We have all the best crap up there. Bryan Adams, Celine Dion, Justin Bieber. I'll tell you next, 95.5 KLOS.
Beebs! You in with Bieber.
Beebs!
All right, color bands. How about Deep Purple, y'all?
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
Rudolph was a socialist, okay? Not a capitalist, I'm telling you, he was a socialist. He was Canadian. If you actually look, you see the maple leaf. I mean, kind of branded in on his butt like they do
with
the cows.
You're getting nothing for Christmas talking like that. They take that right now. I don't know where this is going, but...
We share everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We celebrate Boxing Day.
You're talking crap on my Rudolph.
We celebrate Boxing Day. I'll take you with me on the 26th.
Okay.
1964, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, featuring Burl Ives. The voice of Sam the Snowman, as well, was produced by Rankin Bass, an American production company. But all the characters' voices, with the exception of Sam the Snowman, was performed by Canadians. Yeah.
What?
Canadian actors. Yep. Singers and voiceover artists at the RCA Victor Studios in Toronto.
So have a holly jolly Christmas.
It was a Canadian.
That was Burl Ives, so he that was original.
Yeah,
Burl Ives was,
but everybody else up there was Canadian.
So by that, you've determined that Rudolph is Canadian.
Well, I mean, is this not a democracy? Is it not a majority rules? Is that,
no.
Yeah. What, is this a dictatorship? Is this Germany now? What are you doing here?
Is this Russia's
not what it is. No, actually, yeah, so there you go. So Rudolph's Canadian, so enjoy your Christmas.
All right.
Okay. You know what else is Canadian? Is hockey.
Hmm. Yeah, I knew that.
You knew that part.
I did know that part.
You did know that part, at least. Okay.
Yeah, I've done sports for about 14 or 15 minutes.
since the last song, since we started.
What we're doing this weekend, and Kale, one of the things we're doing on this weekend is the list again, and that's a lot of fun. This hour, it's Color Bands, just had Deep Purple. How about this one, straight off the text deck? It's the Black Crowes. It's Rock Southern California, isn't it? 95.5 KLOS. Good stuff from the Crows this morning. Color Bands is our list this hour. JD in the Bush with you, doing Sports Untapped.
Did we miss my song? I stepped out to get a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, when you went to go get your Pop-Tart.
Right, we played Cult of Personality. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Sorry you missed that. Let's bring in, you know what? Time for Alex Gallagher to talk fantasy football. Let's roll his, let's roll the imaging, as they say in the biz, on that one.
Fantasy football from the tap.
Let's go!
Here's Alex Gilhar from the NFL Network.
And man, have we got some information for you this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Hey, terrific and pretty excited because, man, the fantasy playoffs start in one more week, right, for most people.
Yeah, the pressure's on for those of us lucky enough to be going to the fantasy postseason and the time of the year where you try to care as much as possible, but really can't if you're not in the fantasy playoffs is setting in for a lot of other people.
And actually, we've the one we're doing here at KLOS, we're doing on the NFL platform this year. And I noticed that they do it differently over there. You guys have a different setup to where the bottom half plays this week and the top half is all on a bye. It's like four teams in our league are all on bye this week.
Yeah, there's a consolation bracket built in automatically there, which is another way to help keep those people in the bottom of the league interested. You know, because you don't want people just not setting lineups anymore. Hopefully everybody can ride out the rest of the season and still have some fun while we can.
All right, let's talk about what we've got on tap here. Minnesota Vikings, Atlanta Falcons. Case Keenum has been unbelievable. Matt Ryan has been playing better. Who don't you like in this matchup?
I'm a little worried about the Falcons running backs just because Tevin Coleman had been playing well, getting all those touches. Devonta Freeman is back from a concussion today. He figures to slide into that lead role, but the Vikings defense is very stout. Could limit those guys into the yardage production area there. But otherwise, I think the players in the passing attack, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, all good options this week.
I like Jimmy G as an option. The Niners are going to win this game in Chicago. Chicago's bad. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's going to gain some confidence right here. Why not, man? If you're to start somebody and you don't have all the big-name quarterbacks there in your pocket, can he be a good play for anybody?
A decent play in deeper leagues. I think this is a week where with no teams on buys, there's more quarterbacks available that you might be able to pick up if you're in a pinch. Plus the Bears defense is still decent. They've had some injuries. Losing Leonard Floyd really hurt them. And Jimmy G, you know, he just doesn't have a ton of weapons right around him in San Francisco with Pierre Garçon on IR, but there's certainly upside to believe in him if you're playing in a deeper two quarterback league.
Can he throw to himself?
Maybe. We'll find out.
Or if you have Alex Smith, maybe you'd want to go with Jimmy G because he has been awful. Let's talk about Kansas City Chiefs and New York Jets. I know that nobody wants to start Alex Smith today, but you know what? Really, what about the rest of the Chiefs? I mean, I've got Tyreek Hill, and he's been like a touchdown dependent. Kareem Hunt, I think the last time he scored a touchdown, Nixon was in office. You know what to do with these Chiefs.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's potentially good news with Kareem Hunt because Andy Reid, the splitting play-calling duties with his talented offensive coordinator, Matt Nagy, now. And it sounds like Charkhandrick West isn't going to play in this game, and he's been stealing some targets and some snaps from Kareem Hunt. So if there was ever a week for him to get back on track, this might be it. And then in the passing game, I mean, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce command most of the targets there anyways. So even if Alex Smith isn't playing that great, most of his not-great passes are at least going to be going to those guys and they can produce something for us.
Anything, any chance we see Patrick Mahomes in this game?
I don't think there's any chance we see Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know me. I like to root for the underdog as he is Alex. That's why I work with JD all the time to help him out here. It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. JD and the Bush with you. Alex Gelhar from the NFL Network each and every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on KLOS. You know what? Screw it. I wound up trading Antonio Brown for Geno Smith because I think he's going to go off against the Raiders today in his first start. You like it or not?
I think that was a bold move.
Thank you.
It might come back to bite you in the back.
Bold!
But you know, the Raiders' secondary is still their biggest weakness on defense.
There you go.
There's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance, right?
Okay. I'm saying there's a chance.
That's all I want to hear, man. So Geno Smith, everybody, make sure you start him. Last minute scratch.
What about Orleans Darkwa? I mean, is this guy worth a start? And Sterling Shepard? I mean, some of these other Giants, you know, do you think this drags the whole team down?
I mean, a quarterback change is generally never a net gain for the fantasy players. Just look what happened when Devontae Adams came in for Aaron Rodgers. That being said, Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram, you know, as a slot receiver and tight end, work in more high-percentage areas for throws, so Geno's not going to have to be pushing it deep or outside the numbers to get to those guys. I think they're okay. And then Orleans Darkwa, still kind of the leader in the backfield, and it would stand to reason that they'd want to establish the running game to keep pressure off of Geno in this game, but... I'm probably starting him in a league or two and just not feeling great about it.
He's Alex Gelhar from the NFL Network, Sports on Tap here on 95.5 KLOS. You look at a lot of these, we could have a lot of close games on paper. And do you usually tell a fantasy guy, maybe that's where you can find a diamond in the rough. It doesn't always have to be a Patriots versus a Steelers game because those guys neutralize each other sometimes. I mean, what do you look for? What are those diamonds in the rough? If a Denver plays a Miami, what value can I get out of any of that?
Well, the Denver-Miami game, I don't know if there's a ton of value to mine.
So don't watch it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Skip. There is one diamond in the rough, though, you could highlight, and that's Julius Thomas.
Okay.
Not only is this a revenge game for him going back up against his former team, But Denver's been one of the worst teams in the leagues at covering tight ends in terms of yards and touchdowns allowed.
Okay. Very good. So that's why we have you on for the skinny with
Hey, let's talk about the Rams and the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals season, I mean, you could have said they could have mailed it in a long time ago. They lost their best player. They lost their quarterback. The team has been really challenged on the offensive side. Flip side of that is the Rams have had one of the best offenses in all of football. Who do you like in this game fantasy-wise?
Well, because Patrick Peterson's probably going to be shadowing Sammy Watkins, that should really open things up for Cooper Kupp, who's a great start. And then if you need a dart throw, rookie Josh Reynolds, he got in the end zone last week. All year we've seen teams number two and number three wide receivers rack up yardage and points while Patrick Peterson shuts down the top guy. And then it sounds like Adrian Peterson's a long shot to play, which could give a lot of opportunities to DJ Foster. I wouldn't feel great about just picking him up and starting him, but for those that, you know, don't have a good running back core, have been decimated by injuries, he could be somebody to look for. But other than that, I mean, we're starting Larry Fitzgerald for the Cardinals. And then tight end streamers, I mean, Ricky Seals-Jones, he's only played about 18 snaps the last 2 weeks, but he has 3 touchdowns. And that's all we really want from tight ends in fantasy.
You know, quarterbacks are so many great ones out there, and they do counteract each other. The one guy we haven't talked about, to me, I mean, it looks like the best play on paper, Philip Rivers, at home against the Browns.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a fantastic week for Philip Rivers. The Browns do have a pretty good run defense, and the best way to attack them is through the air. And we've seen Philip Rivers and Keenan Allen. That connection's been heating up the last couple weeks.
They got a good run defense. So did that run defense show up in one of those zero losses that they have? Which one do they play good on the run defense? Which one?
Well, they have played good on the run. They've been limiting a lot of running backs. They've just been giving up all the points through the air.
I know they have, which is what Rivers is going to do on the aerial assault. So, hey, man, great stuff as usual. Chargers get back to 500 today, yeah?
Yeah, Chargers, they're making a run.
After an 0-4 start, really? I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
This has got aerial shootout written all over it. Carolina and New Orleans, this is one of the afternoon games on Fox, and both of these teams have been playing pretty good football. Cam Newton is a little bit of a question mark, but I tell you what, the way Drew Brees and that team is playing, running the football and playing defense, I really like them. And fantasy-wise, you know, Drew Brees is kind of a question mark, right?
Yeah, I mean, throughout this big win streak of theirs, he's had multiple games where he's not even thrown a touchdown or just thrown for one. Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram are the real engine of that offense. And I'd be a little concerned about Drew Brees in this one just because the Panthers have a good secondary and that offense is so predicated on the run. As for the Panthers, this is looking better for Devin Funchess now. It sounds like Marshawn Lattimore, the Saints star rookie, is going to play. We're going to be a little bit limited with an ankle injury, so that's better news for Devin Funchess with all the targets he's seen there since Calvin Benjamin got traded.
Hey, when you do your TV work over at the NFL Network, why do you not dress more like Cam Newton?
I don't have the money or know which stores he goes to.
Oh, now, come on,
like
you
that,
look good in one of those hats.
You look great in everything, man. I mean, the Rosie the Riveter pin that he wore after he put his foot in his mouth. You know, that'd be great, too. They got a big wardrobe department over there. You know, you can just borrow it temporarily. Come on.
Ike Taylor works over there. Ike Taylor works with you guys, man. I know Ike's got some stuff you can borrow.
He's a clothes horse.
I don't know that Ike would let me borrow his clothes, but no. I'll talk to him next time I see him.
Yeah, all right, do that. Alex, thanks very much.
Thanks,
good
Alex.
Luck to everybody in the fantasy, whether you're already into the playoffs this week or easing in next week. And Alex, thanks very much for all the stuff you've been doing for us this season. Really appreciate it.
Yep, my pleasure, guys. Good luck, everybody.
All right, fantastic. How about a chance to see Joe Rogan at the Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside on December 8th? 800-955-KLOS. We got a pair of tickets for a caller 25 right now. Go ahead and give us a call.
LOS.
Hey, congratulations first going out to Keith Mercer and Corona. He's going to go see Joe Rogan at the Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside. That worked out pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah.
I had another pair of those that we'll toss out the window before we go. And the show's attorney, someone is always getting sued. That's why we have an attorney. We'll talk to him next on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, it's the Rock of Southern California. JD in the Bush, we do sports on tap Sunday mornings from 7 to 9. And we've got the show's attorney online. Oh, by the way, songs that we're doing on our list this hour is color songs. Color songs. We've had Pink Floyd and Deep Purple. There was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right. We had, Living Color. Cold of Personality that I've basically been playing on my own phone here because you idiots won't play it for me.
How rude.
What's a guy got to do to get a song around here?
That's it. I'm calling my attorney. Get my attorney on the line right now.
I'll text the boss. Keith.
Oh, wait, he's already there.
Keith, can we please
Good morning, Drew.
Play Living Color?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Fantastic this morning, this championship weekend.
Yeah, most definitely. Can we get a little blue on black going to later?
No. We're not.
Actually, you need to think of, and we'll tip our hand here a little bit, because we're almost out of the hour, so you need to pick something for next hour. Cowbell. Okay. Next hour is going to be cowbell.
Yeah.
Songs.
I got a disease and I need a little more cowbell. It's medicine.
You don't get your song until I get my cult of personality. You know, you're behind me. I'm here every week.
No,
come on, man.
Not.
Oh, he's in front
he's
of me now?
He's in front of
great.
You.
Great. Okay, fine. Whatever you want to play,
Do
Drew.
Do you want to pay that bill?
No, I don't.
All right, then shut up.
I don't want to pay that. I try to pay Drew in singles and he won't let me.
We're always looking for somebody to sue or get sued in the sports world, Drew, when we call you. And this time around, Greg Schiano, who was basically offered a job and then they took it away. Can he sue? We should probably set that up a little better, I guess. Rob, hold on. Let's do a little background first.
With Greg Schiano? Greg Schiano was offered the job by Tennessee a week ago on Sunday morning. They're getting ready to have a press conference Sunday night. It starts to spread in social media. Then some people say, wait a minute, Schiano was an assistant in his early 20s 30 years ago at Penn State when this, you know, sexual misconduct was going on with the boys, and he may have saw something but didn't rat out Joe Paterno and these college icon type of coaches. You're guilty by association. I don't want that guy coming here to Rocky Top.
So the Tennessee fan base goes berserk on social media and demands that they not hire this guy. They take the offer off the table.
Yeah, same day when he's ready to roll with that. Does he have any kind of recourse?
He might actually, if he relied on a representation that he was going to be hired and spent money either giving up other jobs or possibly putting moving expenses on the tables. He sold his house. He hired a mover. He did things like that. That he relied on their representation that he was going to be hired and he spent money. He could possibly get that money back, except for the fact that they would have to, part of the litigation would be going deep into whether or not he did see anything 30 years ago at Penn State. I don't know if you want to go that deep and to recover, maybe a couple, like $20,000 or whatever the case may be. So, but technically speaking, yeah, he could find some way to get out of it.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I mean, just, I find it odd that a few people get together and form a pro. This wasn't thousands of people picketing. It was the same 11 people that go down and picket outside Vons when they raise the price of avocados by 50 cents. Those people. Usually the people that are unemployed people, okay?
They had an issue. Avocados in Tennessee?
Yes, they do. Four of them. Okay? So they had
a
problem.
All hard.
They're not ripe. They had a problem. It's just so interesting, man, that things can happen like that. Look, we see things. How do you handle this? And not getting too far off the sports subject, but a guy like a Matt Lauer, for example, everybody knows him at the Today Show. $28 million a year. This guy has made. Somebody comes forth over something that happened 4 years ago. They didn't even have the proof with it yet. Somebody comes forth. We want to wash our hands. We don't want to be associated with. Boom, gone. There goes a career just like that. I mean, this is a tricky business nowadays.
Well, most definitely. But remember, and especially here in California, we are at-will employees, and which means that basically we can be fired for anything at any time, barring constitutional rights. I mean, if you are a protected class of citizen, you cannot be fired because of that class, or you're in that class. But as an at-will employee, and it works with a lot of different states like that, you can be fired. They don't have to have even a reason. There's no reason whatsoever. Now, under contract, that's a little different story. When you have a term of a contract, they have to abide by that term. But most of these entertainment people have what's called a morals clause in their contract, which means that if it doesn't even need to be proven, but if there's a story whereby this entertainer has a moral kind of amoral story come out about them, that the employer can terminate their contract. So that's how they protect themselves on that end.
Wow.
Okay.
They keep those out of the rock and roll contracts, I guess, those morals clauses. All right, Drew, thanks very much for the update on that. Appreciate it. And call us later with a cowbell. Do you have a cowbell song?
Blue Oyster Cult, man.
Of course.
Okay, there you go. That'll work. Hey, good call on the spot.
Will Ferrell on the cowbells.
Right on. Thanks, Drew. Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group here in Los Angeles. All right, very good.
An at-will state. I didn't know that.
How about that?
I'm going to Google a list of where I can actually go and have protected rights, so they can't just pick up and fire me anytime. Where is that?
Back to color bands. How about Red Rider for Charles and Garden Grove? It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, JD in the Bush. We do sports on tap Sunday mornings. And also this hour, we're doing songs with cowbell in it. Favorite cowbell songs. That's our list this hour.
I would give you a suggestion, but obviously my color list worked out well for me last year.
What? Are we still whining about that?
I still am, man. I mean, come on. You take the textoids, you take the, you know, the callers.
Are you going to give me a song for this hour or just complain?
Complain.
Turn his mic off.
I'm going to whine. I'm in a pissy mood because I sold my tickets, not going to the game. So
I'm going
to
whine.
I'm going to whine because my Seahawks are going to lose by double digits tonight.
Yes, they
at home.
Are. You're going to get crushed.
Yep, they're going to lose tonight.
You just got to hope that they don't kill Russell Wilson in the process because your cheap-ass team won't spend any money on offensive line.
It's all right. Eagles can win the game.
You didn't come out of it crippled.
You'll be lucky. You know what? I'm going Christmas shopping. I was going to get you something nice with the extra $1,500 that I made scalping the tickets. You get nothing now. And I'd give Dave something, but he can't even play my song, so screw both of you guys.
That's right. locals only in the NFL week 13. It's the Browns at the Chargers. Does Phillip Rivers throw for about 400 yards today,
yes.
You think?
Yes, he does.
Because they're vulnerable to the pass more so than the run, and that's all Rivers does.
They're vulnerable to everything. They're 0-11, man. You're vulnerable to losing. That's what you're vulnerable to. Dude, they're like 1-35 in their last 36 games. It doesn't matter who you put in there.
If they're following the Philadelphia 76ers game plan for tanking to make your team better, they're failing. It's not working.
To what? Get Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen?
I wouldn't wish that on Sam Darnold. They have to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, honestly, I think the best thing would be to draft Baker Mayfield. That's really what it would be because you're going to get a Johnny Manziel. This guy's more of a jerk than Johnny Manziel.
People don't know. We should probably tell that story, but another time. Right after they name him for the Heisman, maybe next week. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay.
Yeah, we picked on him a little bit last week for three incidents, but now there was a fourth. We'll talk about some other time
because he's going to win the Heisman. When he does, then we'll pop this.
Oh, morning. It was great too.
Locals only. Yeah, Browns and the Chargers. We know what's going to go on there at the StubHub Center.
13-point favorite.
Browns again. Yeah. 13.
When have you seen a team that's got a losing record, JD, be a 13-point favorite? And you have more losses and wins, and you're a 13-point favorite.
Hey, the Cardinals are just not the Cardinals anymore. They're hosting the Rams today. I expect the Rams to win this game. I expect it to be a little bit hard fought. But this team is kind of disintegrating. First, they had arguably the best running back in the entire league go out very early in the season in David Johnson. Then you lost Carson Palmer. The wide receiver game outside of Larry Fitzgerald has always been question marks as to which one is hot or which one is he going to go to. I mean, where's this team going?
This team's not going anywhere. This team is old. Palmer needs to say so long. Fitzgerald needs to say so long. When you don't have anybody else as good as Fitzgerald is or was, he's clearly on the downside of his career, and now he's getting double-teamed all the time. Mm-hmm. And there's a problem when you're double-teamed and you're 48 or whatever he is. You can't outrun anybody. So, I mean, come on, Fitz. It's been a nice career, but you can't blame this on him. He's one of the class act guys. He's one of those guys everybody say is the best man in the NFL, period, character-wise. So you like to root for a Fitzgerald, and we love Carson Palmer being an SC guy and local here, but yeah, the Rams are hot. They're playing good football right now. They're only a 7-point favorite. Amazing. I think they win this by double digits as well. You just have no offense there at all.
It's that Arizona reputation of being a great defense. Yeah. I think after Patrick Peterson, who shuts down maybe Sammy Watkins, okay, you got him shut down. Well, now what? There's that Todd Gurley guy that's been running pretty well this year. And Cooper Kupp, whenever he doesn't have the number one defender on him, he's catching passes.
He's catching passes and then fumbling them inside the five. But he still catches them, so it makes it interesting. You can always recover that fumble, right?
If you're lucky. The other local team is the Raiders. We like to call them the local team because they win in the ratings.
Local.
They win the TV ratings every week.
Every week here.
They haven't been here for years. Raiders are going to host the New York Giants and Geno Smith. Mm-hmm. Are they licking their chops to play this guy or what?
Yeah, like I said, I'm really keeping my fingers crossed at that late trade I made. I told you, where I gave
Geno
up Antonio Brown. Yeah. There's something about AB
I wish you'd have called me on that.
you would have done that trade with me, too?
I'd have done that trade.
Yeah, you'd have thrown in a little moose milk?
Right? A lot of moose
milk. In an original copy of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
Antonio
too, right?
Brown, yeah, I would
absolutely,
have.
Man. But no, I don't know. I don't know. This is, I think, the breakout game that Geno Smith revives his career, and I think he's going to sign. It's going to be this one game, and he's going to sign a big deal after it.
You are an idiot.
Yes, I am.
This is going to be Geno Smith's breakout game.
His face may break out. That's about
all. Fast forward 1 week.
Yeah. What do you mean he threw for 330 yards?
Yeah, exactly. That's what's going to happen. Ben McAdoo is going to be the first coach in NFL history to get fired at halftime.
He's not be allowed on the team plane back to New York.
Yes. They're going to Lane Kiffin him, okay? You can't take the bus back from LAX to
SC. Lane Kiffin him.
That's what they did, man. He showed up. You don't want to ride the bus. You got to take an Uber, Lane. What, dude? It's 3 a.m. at LAX. I don't care. Uber
How much
it.
Is Uber from... L.A. to New York.
Oh, make him take a Greyhound, too. That would be great. McAdoo talks about his NFL season all the way back cross-country. So, no, he will be fired at halftime, and he'll be the first coach to not even show up for the second half. Guaranteed.
All right, there's the locals-only report for the NFL. We've got a Bushka Fact coming up. We've also got more tickets to see Joe Rogan.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
Tis the season. Hopefully you've gone out and shopped for you and yours, and if you haven't, don't worry. You can always go out Christmas Eve about 6 p.m. There's plenty of great options left for
you. I bought your gift already.
You bought my gift.
How about that?
Yeah, it's, I don't need anything, man. I got everything. All I
you
want
need
is
this.
That stupid and Living Color song played, and you're not going to play it. So
no, we're not.
Christmas is ruined.
No, that's
okay,
right.
That was last hour's list, all right? Santa in space. You may see him at the mall. You may see him everywhere. I've seen Santa in outer space. I read something. I'll tell you about
what?
It next. It's mind-boggling. What is more than twice the distance from Earth to Pluto? It involves the fat jolly guy. I'll tell you next, 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I think one of the guys in Living Color is in that thing.
Shut up.
No, they were...
I'm the Gotha! I'm the Gotha! That's all he sings, though, so I don't know any other... I'm the Gotha! It's still great. It's still great, though. It's not country... Santa Claus in space. I said, you saw him at the Galleria Mall out there. I saw him in space. All right. During the four-day thing, I see everything in space, man. During the four-day Turkey Day weekend, merchants shipped everything all over the world. Saw this staggering number here. Packages are traveling a combined 12.6 billion miles. That's some frequent flyer miles, man.
You ruined my stuff. You know that?
What's
you ruined?
Are you
my
one of those
stuff.
Idiots that actually goes to a mall, drives around, looks for a parking space, you know, stands in line, asks the salesperson questions? They don't care about you. Come on, man. No, they don't. They don't order everything online. Get it in July, or do like I do. Give everybody in your family. Here's a grand. Okay, go spend it on what you want. Shut up, and I'll see you on the 25th. Don't wake me up till noon. Merry Christmas.
Doing lists as well today, and this hour, we had the color bands last hour. This hour, it's Cowbell, and we had Honky Tonk Woman. That was for a couple of people. Crab gave us a call, said we needed some Honky Tonk Woman. Same with David in Ontario. And now, in honor of the four-hour performance at the Forum the other night.
There you go.
How about Guns N' Roses? It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Cowbell songs, excuse me, for hour two of Sports on Tap this morning. Cowbell songs are a little night train from GNR.
I got a list we can start. We probably don't have much time, but are we still doing the list thing next week, too? Assuming they bring us back? How about a Yowza list? You guys know all the music. I just know a little bit. I know Yowza. We could do that. A Yowza set. There's got to be lots of Yowzas out there. Axel doesn't own that. Is it copyrighted?
You research that and get back to us, okay?
Okay, that's your guys' job, man. Research.
Let's talk about the gambling side of things. RJ Bell, straight from Las Vegas. When you want the line, this is who the Associated Press goes to when they're looking for the line. They want the number, they go to this guy. He's got the Dream Preview podcast, which just started this football season two over at Podcast One, and he joins us now. Good morning, RJ.
You know, I've been dancing with Mr. Brownstone.
See? Yowza, it's what I'm talking about, man. It's a great list.
Right on cue.
Hey, RJ, I want to ask you, I threw a stat out there. I'm sure it's not official. I made it sound that way. This is the first time in NFL betting history that a team with a losing record of 5-6 has been a 13-point favorite. The Chargers and the Browns. You have lost more than you've won, yet we still love you by two touchdowns. That's how bad Cleveland is, or is that how good San Diego or the L.A. Chargers are playing?
So you're saying you're putting out fake news?
Yes, it's fake. Absolutely, it's fake news.
Okay.
Battle that stat off. When's a 5-6 team been a 13-point favorite? You're 5-6 for a reason.
You get only one Pinocchio in this one. It's been since 2000, the
okay.
year 2000, that a team in December or later has a losing record and has been this big of a favorite. Chargers favored by about two touchdowns over the Browns. By the way, to show you how good Vegas thinks the Chargers are, we've only got seven teams in the NFL ranked higher than the Chargers, even though they have a 5-6 record.
Seven teams, wow.
So then Parcells is wrong? You're not what your record says you are?
Not this year.
You know, I don't think anyone ever... Now, here's the thing. If it's about getting into the playoffs or leading the division, you are what your record says you are. Mm-hmm. If it's about how good you are, you're not.
Yeah. Weird division. The AFC West has had so much high, lofty expectations. Raiders are going to the Super Bowl. Broncos still got that great defense. Kansas City's awesome. Chargers, eh. Chargers are going to win this division. And then you look at the NFC South, the way things have materialized there. I can flip a coin three ways. Who's better, Carolina, New Orleans, or Atlanta?
I tell you, I think it's certainly not Carolina. I think that the Saints and the Falcons are at the top together there. Personally, I probably like the Saints a smidge more, but the Falcons have gotten more professional betting support, meaning cold hard cash, this year than any team in the NFL. It's been a wise guy favorite because their stats have been really, really good even when they haven't won games. And when that's the case, wise guys trust the stats.
The founder of pregame.com is with us, RJ Bell. We're talking about the Vegas number. This one confuses me, RJ. Kansas City Chiefs at the New York Jets, yet they're favored by 3 points, and they stink out loud lately. I mean, I don't remember the last time Kareem Hunt got into the end zone. Tyreek Hill is touchdown dependent, and Alex Smith is, I've been saying it for years, not an NFL quarterback. He was for a couple of games, but he became Alex Smith again. I mean, how in the world are they favored in this game?
There's two ways to approach an NFL season. One is to look at all of the games and blend all the stats. If you do that, Kansas City is an above-average team, right? They're 6-5, above-average team. If you look at the most recent run, Kansas City is far below average. You're looking at it from those most recent games. I tend to agree with you in this case, but if you look at it on this season, the line is right. But I think there is value on the Jets because I think the way Kansas City's been playing recently is closer to the truth of how good they are, which is not very good.
Are the 49ers going to beat the Bears today? I have some strange feeling they get their first road win. They're a much better team and closer game than the Bears. Bears won their Super Bowl when they beat the Steelers.
Well, you would think the Bears Super Bowl was when they were favored at home against Green Bay, right? A chance to finally revenge all those beatdowns, and they lost that game. John Fox, in his career in Chicago, so with the Bears, favored six times, 0-6 against the spread, 0-6 straight up. Vegas said six times, you're supposed to win. John Fox and the Bears said, no, you're wrong. We're supposed to lose. I actually lean towards the Niners here.
There we go.
All right, let's talk about the Rams, because the Rams, I don't think anybody expected this after the season they had last year. Then they change head coaches. Oh, you're going to bring in the youngest guy ever in the history of the league. They've done nothing but set it on fire. Does this run continue? Are they legit?
I think they're legit for sure. One of the stats Sabermetrics guys use has the Rams as the best team in the NFL. I'm not sure that's true, but they're right at the top. They're favored by a touchdown, though, at Arizona. When you have a young team that's favored on the road like this, they're not used to it, so that scares me a little bit. So I'm staying away from the Rams today, but in general, I think the Rams are a little bit underrated. This is a very, very good team.
Wow. See, that surprises me on both fronts, actually. RJ Bell is with us from Las Vegas. We're talking about the number. Have we drugged the Eli Manning conversation up with you yet? I don't think we have. He sits down. That means Geno Smith is going to start today for the Giants at the Oakland Raiders. The number is 9. How do you feel about that gigantic figure?
I think the Giants hurt themselves in two separate ways by setting Eli. One is it's a downgrade on the field. I mean, Eli has been one of the worst starting quarterbacks, but Geno Smith is worse than that. So downgrade on the field. I also think a downgrade in the locker room. I think this is a distraction. I think you can question motivation for some of the players because of love for Eli. And because of that, another downgrade. And thus, I think the Raiders being almost a double-digit favorite here is a sign of how much of a downgrade it's been for the Giants. But I'm not anxious to bet the Raiders. They have multiple receivers out. This team's been overrated all year. So I'm not betting the Giants, but I'm also not betting the Raiders.
Hey, RJ, when I look at some games, for example, I'll like to take a big spread. I mean, I would easily throw my paycheck on the Chargers beating the Browns, covering that 13. It's just such a disparity. But there's two games that I look at. I couldn't flip a coin. I know it's just because of home field. Lions and the Ravens, two similar teams. Baltimore favored by 3. It's in Baltimore. And then to start you off, Vikings at the Falcons. Atlanta's turning things around, favored by 3. This is simply they're playing the game at your house. I mean, why would a layman person want to throw money on this thing? It really seems like a 50-50 coin toss.
Well, listen, you got to be careful. It's not like you're going to always lose, but always playing the best team is dangerous because that's what the average fan does, and it's more expensive, right? It's like a house in a nice neighborhood. Everyone wants to buy it. The price goes up. Some of the teams you like, the price is really high. It's hard to find value. I think with the Ravens and the Lions, it's all about the Ravens' pass defense. They're one of the best in the league. Detroit has trouble if they can't pass. Thus, I would lean towards the Ravens. This Atlanta Falcons team, I actually like Minnesota here. Falcons favored by 3. Here's why. We talked about how good the Falcons' stats are, as good as anyone in the NFL. They haven't always shown it on the field. The Vikings' stats are nearly as good, but they've much more consistently shown that on the scoreboard. Thus, I would like the Vikings here plus 3.
The Philadelphia Eagles look like they're the team to beat. They look Super Bowl bound. They've been destroying people. They fire on all cylinders. Now, they go into Seattle, which has been historically a tough place to play. We know that they're very dinged up. My question is that 5.5-point spread, is that too much for Philly to cover?
I think it is. I like Seattle, probably my best bet of the week. Here's an interesting little riddle. I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. I think the Eagles are overrated. You can be the best team and still be overrated. Why are they overrated? It's because they've been so dominant lately. The Eagles have won 4 straight games by 20-plus points. Only the 9th team in 30 years to do that. This is a rare run. What does that run mean? If you bet the Eagles, it feels like easy money. So what happens the next week? People want to bet them again. Seattle is the best home team in the NFL, and this is the biggest underdog at home of Russell Wilson's career. I think you get a focused effort on Sunday Night Football. Seattle plus, you can even find 6 out there. I like it.
All right. Well, I actually wussed out. I think they're going to lose, so I sold my tickets to this game. I'm not flying up there for it. Made a nice profit. So what you're saying is, Rob, if you send me your profit, you can go ahead and roll it over and bet on Seattle in this game. Is that a conflict of interest if you can act as my bookie, at least for a day?
Listen, I love it. I love the idea that you're free rolling. They call this free rolling.
Yeah.
If you lose, well, you break even. If you win, you win a lot.
I thought that's when I don't wear underwear on Fridays.
No,
that's not free.
That's next hour.
That's it. RJ.
That's a different free.
Check out the Dream Preview.
I got a breeze in here.
Podcast 1.
Why is it so cold?
Thanks, RJ. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, bud.
Thank you.
Wow. No, we're going to be free balling this morning. Up next,
hey,
your chance to win some tickets to see Joe Rogan at the Fox perform.
Sports on Tap is back.
With JD and the Push
on 95.5 KLOS.
All right, coming up still on the program, Boss of the Big Screen, and right now a chance for you to score tickets to see Joe Rogan Fox Performing Arts Center in downtown Riverside on December 8th. Caller 10, we need to hurry, so caller 10, 800-955-KLOS. We'll hook it up and back to the cowbell songs now.
It's my favorite part. Sinister laugh. Sounds he's lighting something on fire, too, after it didn't strike a match. There it is.
Cowbell songs. That's the list this hour for Sports on Tap, JD in the Bush. Time for us to get into Boss of the Big Screen today, and that's actually, there's going to be a couple of things on here. I'm a golfer, I'm a Tiger Woods fan, and I'm going to be tuning in the Hero World Challenge from Nassau, the Bahamas today to watch. I mean, it's the usual suspects. It's all the big names. Ricky Fowler is playing, Jordan Spieth is playing.
Charlie Hoffman
is leading.
From our alma mater.
Yes, he is.
UNLV. Chuck.
But you know what? Tiger Woods is in it. For a brief moment on Friday, Tiger Woods had the lead. Mm-hmm. Just for a moment. Yep. But still, he's playing that kind of golf game. After 4 back surgeries, he's back. I think it's terrific.
Yeah.
I would really, you know, regardless of the personal problems, the guy has suffered unimaginable physical problem for a golfer. You think a golfer, what do you think? You're walking around in a pasture all day long. How do you get hurt?
Yeah.
Well, go out there and swing that club as hard as he does a couple 100 times a day and see what that does to your back.
There you go. So is that what you like as your boss at the big screen?
I want to throw that in there.
Okay,
stuff that's
1A.
Going to be on my big screen. That's a 1A.
Okay.
Now, here's my boss at the big screen. You're going to laugh at this one, too. It's going to be the Raiders hosting the Giants because I want to sit and laugh and enjoy the destruction of Geno Smith right on my television.
Yeah, and you want to literally see if Ben McAdoo comes out for the second half.
And I want to see exactly right if Ben McAdoo can maybe get fired at the halftime when he was supposed to take Eli out and put Geno in.
He will be the first coach to be fired at halftime in NFL history. I think maybe that's another Pinocchio that I get from RJ Bell.
We should have asked RJ if that. God, we get odds.
Has the coach ever been fired at halftime and not come out for the second half? Mayer is right there, comes down from the press box and talks to him there. Oh, man, there's a couple different ways you could go. I want to say Falcons and the Vikings, but I'm actually interested and intrigued by this NFC South here. Panthers
Carolina.
And the Saints. Yeah, that's going to be my game that I'm looking forward to watching. They're both teams at 8-3. And right now, honestly, if I were to say to you, Carolina, New Orleans, or Atlanta, I couldn't tell you who's going to win that division. I like them all. They all play each other several times in the last 5 weeks of the season. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's not very often we talk about the NFC South. It's always the NFC East, you know, with the Giants
the
and the Cowboys,
right?
And you've had issues there and stuff, and Philly emerges. It's the AFC West, and everybody's been a dumpster fire this year, and nobody's even a 500 team this year, so...
All right, that's the boss of the big screen, and congratulations to Benjamin Nolan in Beaumont. He scored the Joe Rogan ticket, so he's going to go see Joe coming up this Friday at the newly remodeled and beautiful Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside. That's going to do it for our show. Guess what's next? One of the best shows on the radio, Chris Carter's Breakfast with the Beatles, next on KLOS.